This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton says late abortions are connected with a mother's health. OBGYNs who do not do abortions say they don't find that true in actual practice. Clinton's statements precede a demand that her detractors stop lying. The dizzying narrative distracts from pro-life initiatives in Congress to clarify legislators' intentions regarding child death at the end of pregnancy. House Democrats again blocked that attempt Wednesday. A pro-life strategy uses House rules so that 25 more such moves to block will trigger an open vote on late abortion and infanticide. Meanwhile, a Susan B. Anthony List McLaughlin poll spanning last weekend found 77% of voting Americans want medical treatment to prevent infanticide. President Trump took his public criticism of late-term abortion to a direct confrontation in private with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The White House says Mr. Trump diverted a discussion on economics to criticize Cuomo's embrace of radical abortion. This is Life News Radio.
News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121.
In other headlines, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Tennessee this week are restricting or offering outright opposition to abortion, should Roe v. Wade be overturned. And Vermont pro-life advocates blast legislation that would allow dangerous back-alley-style abortionists like Kermit Gosnell to go unpunished. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.